Hello there, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me. Thank you. It's good to be back. Been missing for the last couple of weeks, involved in another project, I'm afraid. But delighted to be back. Tonight's show, it's all about cover songs. Not just any old cover song. Cover songs that are as good as, if not better than the rest. Later on this evening, I'll be playing a version of the most covered song of all time. And it'll be sung a cappella. That's about instruments. First up tonight, Cheap Trick. You made me cry when you said goodbye.
We'll be right back. why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her.
I don't know about you, but I can't believe that's a cover song. She's Not There, that's the Carlos Santana's version of the Zombies debut single released during the middle of 64. And those of you who know me well know that I'm very attached to the middle of 1964. But I say, I can't believe it's a cover song. Carlos Santana, he's all over that song. Don't forget, he did another great cover of Fleetwood Mac's Black Magic Woman. Now. Oh, a little bit of finger trouble. Let's try that again. Now. Can you tell who this is? You Really Got Me, written by Ray Davis and the Kinks, released in August of 1964. There you go. The middle of 1964 again. Special time. That was the Kinks' third single, but it was their breakthrough single. Fast forward 14 years, Van Halen recorded for their debut album, Van Halen, and it helps jumpstart their career as well. Now, a song regarded by many as the greatest cover of all times.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth.
Hendrix there with his version of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. The Hendrix version, released 6 months after Dylan's original, became a top 10 single in 1968. Now, if you ever try and put together a covers songs show, it's only a matter of time before you stumble across a Beatles song that needs to be included. Well, you're lucky if you can narrow it down to one Beatles song, but here's the first.
Please. over me.
Together, they're written by John Lennon, but credited to Lennon-McCartney. And in the interest of balance, we'll have a song later on written by Paul McCartney, but credited to Lennon-McCartney. That was the opening song from the Abbey Road album, and that was Aerosmith's version there from the 1978 American jukebox film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which featured new versions of songs originally written and performed by the Beatles. Now, let's have another Beatles cover.
Well, she was just 17, you know what I mean, and the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another when I saw her standing there? Well, she looks
2 years ago, last February, the Beatles' debut album, Please Please Me, was rush released to capitalise on the success of the two singles, Please Please Me and Love Me Do. That's the stereophonics version there of Sour Standing There from the BBC TV documentary, Please Please Me, the remaking of a classic. Loads of great songs on that. Check it out on BBC or YouTube.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throat and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah.
Great song there, Leeds. You know, no introduction. Written by Canadian Leonard Cohen, originally released on his album Various Positions, 1984, but didn't do anything initially until John Cale did a cover. But that was Jeff Buckley's version, which got a bit of success when it was released in 2008, after his death in 1997. Slowing things down a bit.
See the child with the golden hair, yet eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know? Can we understand just how he feels, or have we really tried? See him now as he stands alone and watches children play a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity.
Scorn Not His Simplicity was written by Phil Coulter several months after his first son was born with Down syndrome. He played the song first to Luke Kelly, and because of the very personal nature of the song, Luke Kelly felt it was a song that shouldn't be sung except for special occasions and certainly not on every performance. Sung there by the fabulous Sinead O'Connor. Let's keep it Irish for just a little longer.
When the rain is blowing in your face, and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met, there's no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue, There's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. The storms are raging on the rolling sea and on the ocean of regret. The winds of change are blowing wild and free, and you've seen nothing like me yet. I could make you happy, make your dreams come true. There is nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love. Feel my love, to make you feel my love.
Luca Bloom there, Barry Moore, with one of the greatest love songs of all time, Make You Feel My Love, written a live version, sorry, there by Bob Dylan. And that song also covered by Billy Joel, who actually released it before Dylan, Garth Brooks, Kelly Clarkson, and God bless her, and Adele. Now let's have one more from an Irish artist, one of my favourite artists, and I forgot to put a CD in there, that was why there was a small bit of a delay. Here's Albert Nyland. We'll be right back.
flowers flying, even ships shining home. But if the night falls and the bomb falls, will anybody see the dawn? A sign of the times, and that's what you remind me of forever before it's too late. This fall in love, get married, have my baby. What color need if it's a boy?
Originally recorded by Prince in 1987, that version there is from Loch Raymond, Albert Nyland. Now, living in Belgium, but he tours in Ireland every January, February, March, early in the year, plays small venues, a great guitarist, and I think that performance proves it, and a great, great repertoire. So if you're fed up sitting in just after Christmas, have a look in the paper and figure out where he's been and go and see him. Give your ears a chance. I first saw him in Cork a long time ago when a taxi driver told me or described him as your man that has the acoustic version of Wuthering Heights. And indeed, he does have a great acoustic version of the Kate Bush classic. Now, something just a little quirky.
I get up, but nothing gets me down. Well, you've got it tough. I see the toughest soul around, and I know. Just how you feel. You've got to roll with the punches just to get to what's real. I can't just see me standing here. I've got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. I don't know what I mean. Well, you might as well jump. Go ahead. How old are you? Who said that? Baby, how have you been? You say you don't know. Can't you see me standing here? I've got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. I don't know what I mean. Ah, you might as well jump.
That's a Van Halen classic, Jump, released by them in 1983, the lead single from their album 1984. Oh, I'm confused. Yeah, released December 83 as the lead single from their album 1984. Oh, it's getting late. That version there is Aztec Camera, Scottish new wave band Aztec Camera, formed by Roddy Frame, and they did a down-tempo version as a B-side to their single All I Need Is Everything.
She is a benediction. She is addicted to heat. She is the root connection, and she is connecting with me. Here I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly. Could it be he's taking over me? I'm dancing barefoot, headed for a spin. Some strange music drags me in. It makes me come up like some heroin. She is sublimation. She is the essence of me. She is concentrating on him who is chosen by she. Here I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly. Could it be he's taking over me? I'm dancing barefoot, headed for a spin. Some strange music drags me in. Intoxicated by thee, she has the slowest sensation that he is levitating with. She, here I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly till I lose my sense of gravity. I'm dancing for a spin. Some strange music drives me on. It's me coming like some
Dancing Barefoot there, a song written by Patti Smith and Ivan Krall, released as a second single from the Patti Smith Group LP from 1979 called Wave. And I almost played a Bruce Springsteen song earlier called Because the Night, because he does a great version of that, and quite frankly I assumed it was a cover, but it wasn't. The song was actually written by Bruce Springsteen and Patti Smith. They were in the same recording studio but in different parts of it. And Bruce was struggling a small bit with the song at the time, and the producer handed it over to Patti Smith, who finished it all off. That was U2 there with their 1989 version of the song, the B-side of When Love Comes to Town. More Irish influence for you.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close. Whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time for the good times. I'll get along. Find another, but I'd be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. Every time sadness will you leave me, just lay your hand upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine, and hear the
it's nearly time to go, I'm afraid. That was Bob Geldof there with his version of For the Good Times. I'm going to leave you tonight with a song originally recorded by the Beatles for their 1965 album Help. Although credited to Lennon and McCartney, the song was written solely by Paul McCartney. In fact, he woke up with it one morning in his head. According to the Guinness Book of Records, this song has been covered more than 3,000 times, but I'm not going to tell you whose version this is. Good night.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it seems as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, ooh, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't stay.
She wouldn't stay. She wouldn't stay.
I said, something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Love was such an easy game.
to hide away.